And I know you're going to stay with us for item 12 as well, the mountain goat hunting season.
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. And I see we have 9 minutes until the public hearing, so what I'll do is immediately turn this over to Chad Lehman, our senior wildlife biologist that handles mountain goats for us. And what he'll do is give a quick presentation introducing the Mountain Goat Action Plan and opening that up for review, and then I'll follow up with the action sheet for the mountain goat season. As long as Chad's with us, I'm not seeing him. There he is. I'll turn this over to Chad.
Very good. Thank you.
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, and we can see you as well.
All right. Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commission, Secretary Roebling. Chad Lehman here. I'm a senior wildlife biologist for Game Fish and Parks and responsible for the management and research of mountain goats for the state of South Dakota. So I'm going to go ahead and see if we can get this shared. All right, can you see it?
We cannot see it yet.
Okay.
Chris, are you pulling it up?
I'll pull it up, yeah.
I believe Chris Hall is going to see if he can pull it up as well, Chad.
That'd be great, yeah. Struggling here to find it. There we go. All right, go ahead and go to the first slide, Chris. All right, so I'm going to provide a brief history of mountain goats here. They're not native, of course. They were introduced in 1924 from Alberta, Canada. There were some sheep that were brought into the portion of Custer State Park that used to be known as the zoo. It's where the new visitor center is at. Those animals escaped. There were six of them in an enclosure, and then they ended up in that Black Elk Heath area, and they flourished, did very well. The population increased to just over 300 animals in 1950, and the population has ebbed and flowed quite a bit through time. It remained at around 100 to 110 animals through 2000, and then we saw a decline again in the early 2000s, where it hit back down to about 50 or 60 mountain goats. Rebounded slightly in 2014 to 2016. And then we just did our last survey in 2024. We do these surveys in June of every year, or of every other year. And we counted 29 mountain goats for a minimum count in our core area. Next slide. So with that, we've had some historical harvest as well. Our first hunting season was in 1967 with 25 licenses. Licenses were decreased down to 15 in 1971. And then there was no seasons there in the early to mid 1970s. And some managers at that time likely thought that it was related to overharvest of the mountain goats. We had a pretty liberal season back in the early or late 60s, early 70s for harvest. And then the mountain goat season again was closed in the mid 1980s. And so what we've seen is basically, closings and openings throughout time. And then we did briefly reopen it again in 2015, where we offered two licenses each year. But then we closed it again in 2023, and it remains closed at this time. Next slide. So, as I talked about in some of our historical stuff there, you can see that our surveys throughout time have varied quite a bit. We've gone from a high of around 330 animals down to about 29, 30 here currently. So we've had different ways of counting the animals. We've had radio collars on mountain goats in the past, so we've been able to use helicopter sightability models and mark recapture models at times. But then throughout history as well, we've not had them collared, so we've also just done helicopter or ground counts without the collars as well. But currently we sit at a minimum count of 29 in the core area. Next slide. And so within this action plan, our harvest strategy is heavily tied to that biannual survey that we do with our helicopter counts. And we utilize that count to make sure we're at above the threshold of 50 individuals. And so our second part of that strategy there is we don't want to harvest or exceed 4% of the minimum number counted from our surveys. And we've got a threshold of 50 individuals. So when our minimum count goes below that, we want to close the season. We can use other demographic data to close the season, but for the most part, we're utilizing that minimum count of 50. Next slide. And the other thing I'll quickly mention here, we had a pretty good data set where we had some mountain goats collared over a 12-year period of time, and we published a paper that kind of evaluated mountain goat survival with vegetation up in the core area of their range. And vegetation up in that country, if you're familiar with where Black Elk Peak is at, has changed remarkably over time. We've had periods of mountain pine beetle disturbance where we've killed a lot of the trees up there. And then we've had regrowth of ponderosa pine and aspen up there. And so we've seen vegetation increase and decrease throughout time. And there's a pretty good correlation with mountain goat survival related to that. So, you know, historically, mountain goats in their indigenous range, they're in this really heavily precipitous areas where there's steep and rugged terrain, and they need that type of habitat where they can see predators. And so when that vegetation encroaches in on that habitat, which it has currently done up in that core area of the range, it can lead to higher predation rates on mountain goats. So we've got that publication available for folks as well, if they'd like to read through that and get some more information on that predator-prey relationship. And I believe that's the last slide, and at this time I'll entertain any questions if there's time.
Questions from the commission or comments? Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese, how long ago was the last introduction of the mountain goats? Wasn't it like 10, 12 years ago they brought some more in?
Yeah, I believe we brought some in from Utah. We radio collared all of those animals, and that was in 2014, I believe.
Is there any plans to try to bring any more in to supplement the herd?
Yeah, so we've had some discussions with that internally, but I'm not too sure we have any direction yet. I think we'll continue to monitor the herd and further discuss that.
Thank you.
Additional questions, comments from the commission? Thank you for that update. And I believe, John, were you going to come back on?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Chair. John Cantor, Terrestrial Section Chief again. Thank you, Chad, for that presentation. We wanted to, in part, share some information today and just kind of quickly review our mountain goat action plan, which would allow us then to kick off a public comment period and open that up for public review. And so, Madam Chair and Commissioners, what we'll do is take that draft action plan and post that to our website, as well as make a press release and let folks know that that's out for review. That was part of it. And then also to just share some information on what's going on with our mountain goat population right now, and lead right into then our action sheet that you have here in front of you. So the mountain goat season is currently closed for a lot of the reasons that Chad talked about. While we can't pinpoint any one of those We do know that habitat and disease and predation, all those different things that he talked about certainly can have an impact on mountain goat populations. Interestingly, one of the major impacts to mountain goat populations is habitat, and also, as you all well know, one of the biggest priorities for the department right now is to increase and improve habitat, and the same could be said here with mountain goats. Habitat work certainly could benefit this population in that core area there around Mount Rushmore and Black Elk Peak and such, and so those are things that we'll continue to investigate and look at, along with, as Commissioner Beese talked about, the potential to bring additional goats in. And we brought mountain goats in from Colorado, and then a few years later from Utah, as Chad mentioned there, and give them a little shot in the arm, genetically speaking. So if that's something that we determine to be helpful to this population and help us continue to increase these numbers, that's certainly something that we can look at and see about the possibilities. But as it stands, that population is below our threshold that we've identified in that action plan to allow us to offer a hunting season. You can see there in the supportive information, in 2022, we counted 42 mountain goats in 2022, and a minimum count of 29 mountain goats in 2024. And so we are well below that threshold of 50 individuals for a minimum count. We'll continue to monitor the population, as I mentioned, collect that data, fly those surveys to determine what direction we're headed here. But for the time being, we are recommending that the commission keep this season closed for the next 2 years. As we continue to investigate and see what exactly is going on here and how we might be able to bolster this population. And so, Madam Chair, I'd certainly take any questions, but with no recommended change, there would be no action necessary then, and just leave this season closed if the commission agrees with that.
Thank you, Mr. Canta. Any questions, comments from the commission? Seeing none, we appreciate all the information that both of you have provided us today. And again, that will be open for public comment and finalization during our April meeting. And with